Did you know that Romeo and Juliet were bird watchers? It's true. They had only one quarrel in their brief star-crossed affair, and sure enough, it was a dispute over the identification of a bird.
It was the nightingale, and not the lark that pierced the fearful hollow of thine ear. Nightly she sings on yon pomegranate tree. Oh, believe me, love, it was the nightingale.
It was the lark, the herald of the morn. No nightingale.
Yon light is not daylight. I know it, I.
Oh, let me be taken. Let me be put to death. I am content, so thou wilt have it so. I'll say yon grey is not the morning's eye, nor that is not the lark whose notes do beat the vaulty heaven so high above our heads. Oh, I've more care to stay than will to go.
It is, Romeo, it is. It is the lark that sings so out of tune, straining harsh discords and unpleasing sharps. Some say the lark makes sweet division. Oh, this doth not so, for she divideth us. So now be gone.
You won't find a nightingale here in the Northland. It's strictly an old world species. The closest we have are robins, bluebirds, and thrushes, which are in the same family. In spite of its beautiful song, which has inspired poets and writers for centuries, the nightingale is a drab bird. With its spotted breast, it looks like a baby robin. And like a robin, bugs and berries are the fuel which energizes its song. How about the lark? Our meadowlarks are no relation. Just to confuse the issue, ornithologists place meadowlarks in the blackbird family, along with the European robin, which, to further muddle the matter, isn't at all related to the American robin. We do get a real lark here, the horned lark, but that isn't the lark that was singing outside Juliet's bedroom. The lark most often mentioned in literature, Shelley's blithe spirit, is the skylark, known for its exuberant habit of singing on the wing. Skylarks were introduced to North America in several places by Shakespeare lovers and homesick European immigrants, but the only place where they became established is Vancouver Island in British Columbia. Skylarks are found only in open fields and pastures. Since the Capulets' property had orchard walls, their lark may actually have been a woodlark, another ground-nesting lark found throughout Northern Europe. Until a Shakespearean scholar with an ornithological bent tackles this problem, the truth may never be known. This is Laura Erickson, who chose this topic for a lark, and this program has been For the Birds.